Are you surprised they haven't upgraded the track today from a good 4 to a good 3?
Oh, no, I think it's racing fairly true, Kev. I think it's about right.
I just heard early doors, I heard some talk that they thought it would be upgraded fairly early in the program.
A couple of heavy showers may have...
Just settled it down a bit. Brian, it was worth $6 million this year. Do you expect the Melbourne Cup to just keep going up and up and up?
I would say they're probably under a little bit of pressure because of the money that's being thrown at the championships up there in the autumn in Sydney now. They've got $4 million races, and that's, you know, they say, oh, it's not a stakes race. That's rubbish. It is. It is. But it's worthy of $6 or $7 million. I don't know if you had it. If it was $5 million, would it make any difference to the horses that come? I don't think it would.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No. And I wouldn't bother in a stakes race with... no matter what Sydney does, I'm not just being a Victorian here, but no matter what they do with the championships...
It's a handicap.
Yeah.
But there's no way the championships or the Randwick Carnival will ever get within 100 miles of what this week is. And that's just a fact. I mean, you know, part of it's the fact that there's acres and acres of space here that allows you to build a city. Allows the corporates to have the nursery, the birdcage and the nursery car park, and behind us here in the grandstand and in the middle of the course, where I suspect they're going to build another grandstand in the middle of the course as well, Brian, in years to come. Yeah. You can't, I mean, Randwick's in the middle of Sydney. They haven't got anywhere near the space that's available here.
Or the infrastructure of getting people there and out.
Or the love of going to live sport that we Victorians have as well.
Agree.
We have got, with a Melbourne Cup Carnival, a world-class sporting event.
Yep.
And, you know, just embrace it. And unfortunately, Sydney and the Sydney racing industry has a chip on their shoulder about our spring carnival.
97,497 people.
Yeah, that's about right.
We'll grant that their horses are better than ours. And I think the simple situation with that is, Kevin and Ron, is the fact that the big studs are in New South Wales, and the big studs' horses go to the Sydney trainers.
Yeah, exactly. But, look, I don't know whether they can do much more in what they're doing. They seem to sort of continue to sort of reinvent themselves, the VRC. I've had the good fortune to go to 5 Royal Ascots. I've been to 9 Japan Cups. I've been to the Belmont Stakes. I still haven't been to a Kentucky Derby. Not in a hurry to go, to be honest.
No, I'm going next year.
Oh, yeah? I hope you enjoy it, Doc. Yes.
They get about 150,000.
No, they get about 180.
Yeah.
180.
But you got to have good seating, Doc, don't you?
Yes.
And like a mint julep.
Yep.
But this is an amazing carnival here. It really is.
This is world class. It is run brilliantly.
Yep.
And you cannot fault the infrastructure here. There's a million staff here to look after everyone, every need you may have. The quality of food and alcohol and everything else. It's just a great week. It's a great week that we Victorians should be very, very proud of.
And, you know, it's regardless of the weather, people still turn up. It's just something unique about it. Like, if the weather was predictable every year, it'd be boring. But the fact that you get four seasons in one on a Derby Day or an Oaks Day last year or Cup Day today, that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And it doesn't have any effect at Flemington, does it, really, the weather? I mean, we saw it at Moonee Valley. I reckon that day we had at Moonee Valley for the Cox Plate, that was down 5 or 7,000 on what it could have been because it was such a cruddy day.
Oh, yeah, it was freezing. 8 degrees.
That was awful. That was hideous. Yeah.